Open Podcast. This is episode 4 in season 2 and focuses on Deborah Tannehill and colleagues' 2020 paper, Continuing Professional Development for Physical Education Teachers in Europe. This is an audio version of the PEPN blog that can be found at www.peprn.com. The idea of the 2020 PEPN blog is for me to read an academic paper and write a blog in no more than 40 minutes, 20 minutes reading and 20 minutes writing using the 8 headers below. Whatever emerges will then be published. The aim is to make paper reading and blog writing manageable whilst maintaining the integrity and usefulness of PEPN. The abstract and section headings. The abstract begins with the intention of exploring the types of CBD that were practiced in 14 European countries. The authors argue that we need to know more about CBD internationally in both general education and physical education if we are to better define and enact effective CBD. The key characteristics of CBD, as highlighted by Parker and Patton 2017, served as a guide to how teachers learn and how they might be better served in that learning. Further to that, however, we also need to juxtapose these characteristics against the realities of practice. This study aimed to provide a modest insight into the current status of CBD so as to begin to inform international and comparative education with regard to CBD. They also proposed the development of a European Physical Education CBD network where we can share CBD practices, B, engage in discussions of those practices, and C, design collaborative research into such CBD practices. The section and subheadings were CBD in education, CBD in physical education, effective CBD is ongoing and sustained, CBD based on teachers' needs and interests, effective CBD acknowledges teachers as learners in an active and social environment, effective CBD includes collaborative opportunities within learning communities, effective CBD enhances teachers' pedagogical skill and content knowledge. Effective CBD is facilitated with care, and effective CBD is supported. Introduction and conclusion. The intended outcome of CBD should be to improve the quality of teaching by teachers and, by association, the learning of learners. Despite this, and recognising increases in funding, persistent concerns remain regarding the quality of CBD provision in both general education and physical education. Teachers, the authors report, have increasing opportunities to upskill and enhance their professional practice, and yet much CBD is still passive, one-shot workshops, which are designed by administrators and imposed on teachers. Consequently, the potential for powerful learning opportunities is lost. Hargreaves and Fullan, 2012, suggested that CBD be placed in the hands of teachers so they can A, set their own professional goals, B, determine how to reach them, and C, work collectively to achieve them. Ultimately, this will allow us to better understand what they see as good practice. This study aimed to improve our knowledge about the CPD and how different strategies, models and approaches might better impact on teachers. The authors concluded, despite reported gaps in their data, that there is a lack of evidence of the impact of the CBD programmes explored on learners' learning or how teachers' feelings of empowerment were enhanced because of CBD initiatives. Therefore, there is a greater need for a joined-up approach, i.e. a CPD network that helps the aspiration of PD become a reality in schools. One feature of CBD that was notably absent were any pedagogical approaches or signature pedagogies in any of the countries included in the study. The development of a CBD network might help us to develop such pedagogies for learning across different CBD contexts. Such characteristics shouldn't stand alone, but should be used by CBD providers to assess, analyse, compare and improve CBD, and ultimately improve teachers' teaching and benefit learners' learning. Tables and diagrams. Table 1 of 1 shows the national requirements for CBD in 14 European countries. Looking at the table, there are some stark contrasts. Italy, for example, has the highest requirement for CBD, with the possibility of 150 hours per year. This contrasts with 12 hours per year in Malta and 100 hours every 6 years in Spain. What is clear from the table is there is no consensus regarding the requirements for CBD across any of these European countries. The point of the paper. The paper sets out to explore the practice and importance of CBD in different European countries and refocus our intentions on the purpose of CBD, i.e. to improve teachers' teaching and consequently learners' learning. By drawing on a broader landscape of CBD practices, the authors felt they could make meaningful recommendations about our next steps in understanding and developing effective CPD. The main arguments. The CPD is developed by administrators and delivered in one-shot days. that bear little resemblance to the needs of teachers and the learners they serve. If instead we put CPD in the hands of teachers and we supported them through a European network, then decisions about meaningful and impactful CPD can be made. The importance of the paper. Much of what is said in the paper is already known, but the importance comes from the European perspective and our increased understanding of the variance of practice. The paper also offers us an ambitious future, one in which we cooperate on the future direction and actualisation of effective CPD in physical education. The paper's contribution to my knowledge. I am familiar with this literature, so much was a reacquaintance with the main arguments. My biggest take-home was the variance in practice across Europe. It seems incredulous that every country takes an isolated approach to CPD. It is as if people are guessing and picking the number of days, hours that sounds about right. Summary of the paper in one or two sentences. CPD has little evidenced impact on teachers' practice and learners' learning. Given this, we need to A, better understand current practice, and B, come together to share CPD practices, engage in discussions of CPD practices, and design collaborative research into such CPD practices. Thanks for listening, and see you in a couple of weeks for the next 2020 Pepin podcast, where I'll discuss Shuhan Meng and colleagues' 2020 paper, Health First and Curriculum Reform in China, the experiences of physical education teachers in one city.